Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. Homelottery.com.au.
The story dominating the sports and the news headlines is the resignation of Eddie Maguire after 22 years as the president of the Collingwood Football Club. But as we know, Roo, Eddie Maguire is much more than that. He's been the biggest media personality in Australia over that period as well. He's also delved into politics. He's been a CEO of the Channel 9 network. Yeah, he's...
runs Eddie Maguire Productions.
Yeah, he is Eddie Maguire, simple as that. Roo, we'll let Eddie do some talking first. Now, this comes from his press conference yesterday. You know, this is as a result of a week ago, it's been perceived that he made a big, big mistake in responding to the review into racism at the Collingwood Football Club. Let's hear from Eddie during his resignation yesterday, talking about what the Collingwood Football Club does for the community.
The Darling Munwarro program with Aboriginal elder Ellen Thorpe, a program of healing for Aboriginal men. A 16-week program, when men come out of jail, they stay in our three houses and use a training room at Victoria Park for life skills to break the cycle of domestic violence, anger, jail. We help them break the cycle, people who have been left for dead in the past. It's been a very successful and it's a world-first program.
Now, I'll be honest, I wasn't aware of some of those programs that Collingwood were involved in.
I think you've got to listen to everything that he said yesterday and even the week before to understand how big the Collingwood Football Club is and how it's changed in the 22 years he's been at the club. It is amazing.
All right. He then goes to defend some of the criticism.
This is why I say we are not a racist club. Far from it. It is why I'm so proud of our club and the people every day of every week who benefit and who are inspired by the very purpose of the being of Collingwood, and that is to be a beacon of hope for all people, particularly those at their lowest ebb or have been socially isolated and left behind.
So let me ask you at this point, Roo, just a quick, we've got some more grabs to play, but a quick question there is, he's saying we're not a racist club yet. The report handed down said there was systemic racism throughout the Collingwood Football Club. Is that where he erred? Is that where he had to be big enough to say, yes, we've got many, many things wrong and there are racism issues and we need to stamp on them, rather than say this is a proud day for the Collingwood Football Club?
Look, he shouldn't have said it's a proud day for the football club. He went to explain what the Do Better report said systemic racism is and how they were going to deal with it at the time, and they'd planned to do it. So it's tricky. When you hear parts of this and parts of that, everyone will make an opinion on it. And I'd believe they genuinely were just trying to do better, as the Do Better report.
So
no one's perfect. No, there's no football club in Australia that's perfect. Collingwood have made mistakes, there's no doubt. Eddie's biggest mistake was the Adam Goods thing. But you know too, Dits, full well, when you're on radio 20 hours a week or in the media a long time, sometimes you try and be funny, sometimes you're in the company of other people, sometimes you say things that don't come out right and a terrible one. And that was his biggest gaffe, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, the wording. And look, to anyone listening this morning, I am not defending anything here of Eddie, but I'm trying to, you know, break it down and work out why he said certain things. So when he comes out and says, this is a proud day for the Collingwood Football Club.
He stuffed up there. He said that.
Yeah, but is he, and I'm asking the question, I'm not defending him. I'm asking the question, was he trying to say, we've released this report, we had a review done, this is a great day for Collingwood because we can now recognise and move on.
He tried to spin his way out of trouble.
Yeah.
And he didn't, and he got himself in a situation where he couldn't spin
and
anymore.
No coming
and that's
back.
Why he stepped down.
And conversely, people have said, instead of saying a proud day, Eddie, at no stage during a 45-minute speech did you say, yes, we're sorry and we got things wrong. He's now said it during his resignation, but he didn't say it at the time.
The CFC Do Better report is an acknowledgement that our club, our game and our country have not always got it right. And for our part, we have always sought to do our best, but that hasn't always been good enough. And for that, we are sorry.
Yep. Can't be any more plainer than that.
No.
But he falls on his sword as a result of all of this. Let's hear from two Victorian premiers.
The Eddie Maguire that I know is equal to that task. And I can tell you, in my discussions with him, he is very, very committed to doing that work.
I personally think it is wrong to vilify Eddie Maguire for a moment of time when the overall performance has been so contributory to society as a whole.
That's Jeff Kennett there, former Premier, and Dan Andrews, current Premier. We also heard from Sharad Wellingham, who's an Indigenous footballer for Collingwood, who now lives in Western Australia. He was interviewed last week.
I guess my first reaction was it's a good step for Collingwood to have taken. I suppose I've used the term, they're holding a mirror up to themselves, trying to find out what they could do better, what they've done wrong. And so, yeah, my reaction was hopefully a positive step forward.
So there's Sharad Wellingham commenting last week about the Do Better review.
Who's an Indigenous player that played at Collingwood. So yep, he's very qualified to speak about what happened. Roo, I can confirm Alice the Wag's been chasing this fellow this morning. There's a group of Collingwood supporters. They're 15,000 strong with their signatories, but Toby Hemingway leads up. They're called the Collingwood Fans Care. This is basically the group that has pushed Eddie to where he is now, basically got him to resign. It'll be really interesting to hear Toby Hemingway's take on this and their side of this whole argument. They are Collingwood fans, and they believe there are big problems and issues at Collingwood. So to try and balance this whole argument, we're going to get him on just a little bit later on with this program. Roo, have you got a reaction to this whole thing?
Look, I'm a big Eddie Maguire fan. Yes, he's made some big mistakes, but he's been at the helm for 22 years. He took over when he was 34.
Yeah.
To be the chairman of a club that was broke and at a tired place at Victoria Park at 34, to where they are now, one of the biggest football clubs. They were the biggest football club. Have Richmond taken them over? Yes, they probably have. But he's done an amazing job. He's made some big mistakes, but he is one of the most passionate people I've ever met. He'd do anything he could for anyone, whether you're a homeless person, a rich person, an Aboriginal person, getting a netball team at Collingwood, getting a wheelchair team in at Collingwood. Most clubs would love to have him at their football club, and I reckon he's done an amazing job over a long period of time. His last week's been a shocker, and he'd be feeling it more than anyone. It would have been great for Eddie to leave on his own terms, and he hasn't, and that'll bug him for a while. But most people, or everyone that I know that know him, thinks he's an absolute ripping person. He's put 20 plus hours a week into the Collingwood Football Club for 22 years for nothing. Now, I don't think many people are prepared to give that much to anything that they love. But I think he's done an amazing job, and I think he's done the right thing by stepping down and giving the club some clean air to move forward and become an even better club than perhaps what they are. But I tell you what, they've got big shoes to fill there.
Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. HomeLottery.com.au.